一个中学生的行为引起的风波。
A storm caused by a student's behavior.
我们继续分享我的职业生涯。
We continue to share my career journey.
做社会接待工作。
To perform social reception duties.
一天下午，已经过了下班时间。
It's already past 5 p.m.
办公室里只有我一个人还在写当天的日志。
Only I was still writing the daily log in the office.
这是门房的胡师傅。
This is Mr. Hu from the front desk.
风风火火地推门进来。
Bursting in with a flurry of activity.
对我说，有一个人来找主教。
I heard that someone came to the bishop.
主教。
Teacher.
让你跟他一起接待这个人。
Let him accompany you to receive this person.
我已经将客人领到大客厅了。
I have already taken the guest to the living room.
听了胡师傅的话。
After listening to Mr. Hu's words.
我立即赶到北院的大客厅。见主教。
I immediately rushed to the main hall of the north courtyard to see the bishop.
正与一个50开外的男士交谈着。
I was talking to a man who was over 50 years old.
神情都很严肃。
They all looked serious.
见我进来，主教向客人介绍。
Please come in and introduce yourself to the guests.
这是我们爱国会的小池。
This is our patriotic pool.
他专门做青年工作。
He specializes in youth work.
我让他来是想我们一起帮你想想办法。
I let him come because I wanted us to think up solutions together.
接着，副主教对我说。
Then the deputy mayor said to me.
这位林先生的女儿离家出走了。
This young lady, Miss Lin, has run away from home.
我们要帮她找回来。
We need to help him find it.
主教的话让我心中一惊。
The words of the priest shocked me.
他的女儿离家出走。
His daughter ran away from home.
我们要帮他找回来。
We need to help him find it.
为什么是我们呢？
Why us?
我心里这样想。
I think so.
可嘴里没有说。
Can't speak from the mouth.
只是用疑惑的眼神。
Just with a look of confusion.
看着主教。
Looking at the priest.
又看看这位客人。
Let's take a look at this customer again.
这位客人穿着简朴。
This guest was dressed simply.
像一个机关公职人员的模样。
Like a civil servant.
只是脸色憔悴。
Just pale and haggard.
好像严重失眠造成的。
It seems to be caused by severe insomnia.
接着。
Then,
林先生谈出了今天的来意。
Mr. Lin explained the reason for his visit today.
下面发生的事情就是这位先生介绍的。
Here is what happened as described by the gentleman.
并经过后来叶神父所证实了的。林先生与老伴儿结婚多年之后
，and later after being confirmed by Father Lee, Mr. Lin and the elderly woman had been married for many years，
才有了现在的独生女儿，属于老来得女，夫妇俩都非常疼爱。
Now, the only daughter belongs to a couple who are both very fond of her.
这个女儿，女儿从小学到中学，成绩都很好。
This daughter has excellent grades from elementary school to high school.
而且到家做完功课
，and after finishing my homework at home,
就看父亲给她推荐的课外书。
Just read the books recommended by her father.
前不久的一天
，Not long ago，
上初二的女儿没有像往常那样准点
My daughter, who is in the second year of junior high school, didn't come home on time like she usually does.
从学校放学回家。
After school, I went home.
直到吃晚饭的时候。
Until dinner time.
才匆匆赶回家。
He hurried home.
父母很是着急。
Parents are very worried.
问他干什么去了。
Asked him what he was doing.
他说是老师留他。
He said that his teacher left him.
帮助老师给同学判作文。
Help teachers to grade student essays.
因为他的作文在班里一直写得最好，成为同学们的范文。
Because his essays were always the best in the class, they became model essays for his classmates.
父母听了他的话，
Parents heard his words,
放下心来。
Let go.
谁知道，两天之后，
Who knows what will happen in 2 days?
他又晚回来。
He came back late.
还说是帮助老师给同学判作业。
It still said that it helps teachers to grade students' homework.
父母开始有点疑心了。
Parents are starting to get suspicious.
但也没说什么。
That he didn't say anything.
到了周末。
It's the weekend.
女儿说与同学结伴去登长城。
The daughter said that she and her classmates went to climb the Great Wall together.
父母还给她一些钱。
Parents gave her some money.
让她买些吃的。
Let her buy some food.
并让他早点回来。
And make her come back soon.
女儿走了以后，
After the daughter left,
母亲总是感觉不踏实。
Mother always felt restless.
她就翻开自己的电话本，
He opened his phone.
本给女儿的班主任家打了电话。
I called the homeroom teacher of my daughter's class.
问老师前两天是不是女儿帮助给同学判作文了。
Teacher, did your daughter help a classmate with their essay 2 days ago?
老师听了呢，很惊讶地说。
The teacher was very surprised when he heard it.
没有啊。
No?
老师不可能找同学做这事的。
Teachers can't ask students to do this.
放下电话。
Hang up the phone.
感觉女儿出了状况。
I feel that my daughter is in trouble.
夫妻俩进行了沟通。
The couple had conversation.
都认为女儿可能在外面谈恋爱了。
Everyone thought that the daughter might be dating someone outside.
丈夫。
Husband.
让妻子跟女儿好好谈。
Let your wife and daughter have a good talk.
那
Well,
晚上，女儿回来了。
My daughter came back in the evening.
说登长城很累。
It's said that climbing the Great Wall is tiring.
想吃完饭后早点休息。
I want to go to bed early after eating.
晚饭之后。
After dinner,
母亲到了女儿房间。
Mother came to her daughter's room.
严肃地追问女儿。
Seriously asked the daughter.
要她诚实地告诉母亲。
Tell her to honestly tell her mother.
近两天发生了什么事情。
What happened in the last 2 days?
女儿想了想。
My daughter told me.
还是向母亲说了实话。
I told my mother the truth.
原来呀，他最近读了西方的小说。
Turns out, he recently read Western novels.
被书中的宗教故事所吸引。
Attracted by the religious stories in the book.
他就在放学后敲开了学校附近的教堂。
He knocked on the church near the school after school.
大门。也赶巧了，教堂的大门。
The big door happened to be right there next to the church.
也才向社会开放。
It was only recently opened to the public.
不久
，soon，
他在看门师傅的引领下进了教堂。
He entered the church under the guidance of the gatekeeper.
在这里，他感受到似乎不一样的世界。
Here he felt a different world.
他喜爱上了这里的一切。
He fell in love with everything here.
他提出想见见神父。
He wants to meet with the priest.
这位老师傅呢，很乐意地帮他，将他领到了小会客厅。
This master was very willing to help him and led him to the small meeting room.
一位姓叶的老神父过来见了他。
A priest named Yi came to see him.
他一见神父就说，神父，我想加入教会。
As soon as he saw the priest, he said, Yes, father, I want to join the church.
神父温和地笑了笑。
The priest smiled gently.
没有立刻应答。
There was no immediate response.
只是请他坐下，倒了一杯温水送给他。
Just ask him to sit down and give him a glass of warm water.
问他现在在哪里读书。
Where is he studying now?
家里的情况，父母是做什么工作的。
What is the situation at home? What do your parents do for work?
然后，神父对他说。
Then the priest said to him,
孩子，你的想法跟家长谈过了吗？
Have you talked to your parents about your ideas?
他们是什么态度啊？
What are their attitudes?
女孩告诉神父。
The girl told the priest,
他不想跟家长说。
He doesn't want to tell his parents.
因为父母都鼓励他入团入党。
Because both parents encouraged him to join the gang and the Communist Party.
不会支持他信教的。神父
will not support the priest who believes in him.
明确地告诉他。
Clearly tell him.
你去跟父母商量好。
Go and discuss with your parents.
取得一致意见后再来告诉我。
Please let me know once you have reached a consensus.
说完就送走了。
After saying that, he left.
女孩。
Girl.
我们下次接着聊。
Let's continue this conversation next time.